Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Travis Holcomb is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He joins us once again. Hi, Travis. How's it going?
Hey, Jeremy.
And how are you holding up in the pandemic, first of all?
You know what? I'm doing as well as anyone can do, I guess. You know, like it's obviously been a major disruptive force in life, but I think that goes for everybody.
Right. I think as long as you have your health and you have a job, that's at least two good marks in this moment. So you brought us some new music, which, believe it or not, is still coming out despite these strange times. Is there a theme that you had in mind with all these picks?
You know what? The first pick that we're going to talk about sort of fits the quarantine mood, I think. And then maybe we can like figure out how to make the other ones work into the quarantine vibe.
Okay. All right. We'll come up with the theme as we go along. The first one is Fiona Apple. This is called Cosmonauts.
When I met you, I was fine with my nothing. I grew with you and now I've changed. What I've become is something I can't be without your loving. Be good to me. It isn't a game. Now let me see, it's you and me, forgive, good God. How do you suppose that we'll survive? Come on, that's right, left, right. Make lighter all the heavier, cause you and I will be like a couple of cosmonauts. Except with way more gravity than when we started off. Whoa, you and I will be like a couple of cosmonauts. Except with way more gravity than when we started off.
Travis, this is from Fiona Apple's new album, which is getting so much praise right now.
It is a phenomenal album. It's the best album of maybe the last 2 or 3 years. And wow. It arrived without any advanced singles and not that much fanfare. I mean, you know, obviously people know Fiona Apple. She kind of burst onto the public consciousness nearly 20 years ago when she was still a teenager. She's 42 now. She hasn't put out any music really since 2012. So, you know, you were kind of hoping for a decent album from Fiona Apple, but what we got was just an excellent, incredible album that's sort of perfect for these times. It sounds mostly home recorded. You hear her singing and playing at on the piano at the forefront, but there's also just lots of banging on the records. And it's not like drums or anything. She's just like banging on makeshift percussion, including apparently like a box containing her dead dog's bones. So yeah, it just, you know, it doesn't feel like it was made in a studio. It feels like it was made in somebody's living room. And I feel like that kind of feeling is very relatable.
Hmm. By the way, this DJ session is being made in my living room and your living room right now as we speak. So let's get to the next one. This is from the Montreal group Pilada. This is called Habla Tu Verdad. So we said this group, Pilada, is from Montreal, but as you can hear there, it's being sung in Spanish.
Yeah, it's one of the many interesting dichotomies with Pilada. You got Chris Vargas, who's singing in Spanish over these like smooth, kind of borderline cheesy rave beats from the 90s that producer Toby Rockman does. And, you know, it's also just sort of, in a weird way, Pilada reminds me of Rage Against the Machine, who took kind of two familiar genres, rock and rap, and sort of fused them into one. I kind of feel like Chris Vargas definitely has sort of like a Zach De La Rocha thing performing live. And I got to check them out a couple months ago, back when people were going out, and they absolutely blew me away.
back when people were going out. Oh, it's so sad. It was so short of a time ago, and yet it feels like forever ago. The next one that you brought us is in French. This is Fou by L'Impératrice.
Ça démarre au quart de tour, la pensée fait des tours, et plus la montre tourne, plus tu perds le nord. On te dit de rester sourd, de taper des tambours, le fond de l'air est lourd, et tu dérives encore. Mentir pas permis, faiblir interdit, sois cool, sois poli. Dans l'ordre établi, tu cherches la sortie, bye bye les gentils, toi tu cries plus fort.
Tell us about this one, Travis.
L'Impératrice, they put out an album last year called Mata Hari that was low-key, one of my favorite records of 2019. And, you know, we just talked about in an alternate universe, we used to go out. In an alternate universe, Coachella just wrapped up a couple weekends ago and L'Impératrice sort of blew everyone away. But hopefully that still happens in October. But the track we just listened to is called Fou. It's their brand new single and continues in the great tradition of French groups doing disco really well. A lineage that kind of starts back in the late 70s with the Rockets and Black Devil Disco Club and continues on through Daft Punk, Justice, and Breakbot.
Okay, the next one that you have brought us is a new Frank Ocean song. This is called Dear April, and it's the Justice remix.
And we got up again. And what we had can't be the same. You made me move. It's like you took me through. It's like you woke me up. You made me new. You took me through. You woke me up. You woke me up.
You know, Travis, I'm so glad that you picked this song because one of my quarantine TV shows that I was able to catch up on completely was Insecure on HBO, which uses references to Frank Ocean all the time. But what do you take away from this particular song?
Well, I mean, Frank Ocean is the biggest artist of his generation. I don't know if a lot of people realize that. But I mean, last year we had the Camp Flognow Carnival here in Los Angeles. This was in the fall time. And they had a secret headliner, and everyone was speculating. And, like, finally the consensus was it's going to be Frank Ocean. It's definitely going to be Frank Ocean. He was dropping a bunch of tracks right around that time. And Drake showed up, and people were so disappointed to see Drake and not Frank Ocean.
All right, well, last but not least, we have Rose in the Dark. This is by Cleo Soul.
I'm a little wiser, baby.
Beautiful voice there, Travis. Tell us more about Cleo Soul.
Cleo Soul is a soul singer from the UK, and her debut album just came out. It's also called Rose in the Dark, on this label called Forever Living Originals, which is the label that brought us a group called Salt that kind of came out of nowhere last year and released two excellent albums. That track that we heard is produced by an artist named Inflow, who's also had a hand previously in projects from Michael Kiwanuka and Portugal the Man. But that track in particular, Rose in the Dark, is one that I've been playing a lot on my show. It's just got like a very timeless feel to it.
Well, Travis, I am so glad that you brought us this music today to give us a little bit of a break from the news, and also that you still believe that there will be a Coachella in October, because if that happens, that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's probably a bit too optimistic, but, you know, got to have hope
in
something.
You got to have hope. Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. Stay safe out there.
you too. And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.